It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
To my podcast. You're listening to Mood Swings by Robert Leckington. And this is episode 18. So how's everybody doing? I'm doing pretty well. Although I have a little bad news. I was let go by my manager, Prestige Management. Really, I guess, because of the fact that I couldn't book any work. I had a total of about 12 or 13 auditions with them, or through them, and got 2 callbacks, but no bookings. So, you know, really, I feel kind of bad, only because, you know, I did everything that I could to try and book the work and everything. Just that I think I need to see a lot more casting directors and people, get in front of people who actually do the booking and things like that. So I'm doing casting director workshops, trying to do as many as I can with those. But in the meantime, I'll be looking for representation. So, you know, it was nice to have a manager for as long as I did. It was even better to have an agent while I had a manager at the same time, but things didn't work out with that. So, you know, I miscommunication there. You know, something's going to happen soon, hopefully. So, right now I'm currently taking classes. This Sunday, the 17th, starting the 17th, I'll be taking my first improv class with the Upright Citizens Brigade in New York City. Looking forward to that. You know, that's the improv or improvisation is real heavy in this industry, so it'll be a good thing for me to learn how to come up with stuff off the top of my head kind of thing. Improvisation through the Upright, and then being through the Upright Citizens Brigade, it'll be more comedy related, hopefully, or at least whatever. I mean, as long as it's improvisation and it teaches me how to come up with stuff off the top of my head, that's all that really matters, I think. And a lot of people that I've spoken to have said that it's important, so looking forward to that. I'm also currently already underway with taking photojournalism, getting a photojournalism certificate through the New York Institute of Photography. Started that a few weeks ago, and I'm actually kind of doing it at my own speed because I really don't have a lot of time to be messing around with that just yet. And it's a good thing that they actually let me do that. So, yeah, I'm hoping to get that certificate as soon as I'm done with that. At least that'll be something that I could put on my resume. I'm happy about that, you know. Minor setback with the representation, but as long as I keep taking classes and networking parties, I got to start at least attending those, because I know that if I can at least get in front of a few people and show them what I can do and network with them kind of thing, then yeah, I mean, I should be able to book more work. Plus, my next semester is supposed to be only one class, so I can focus on doing more with that. I'm looking forward to November. There's a homecoming at USC. Got a couple of different programs that are happening. Well, not necessarily programs, but just a couple events that'll be happening around that game, the homecoming game at USC. There's like a big party that the school puts on for students the night before. Big bonfire kind of thing. You know, it should be fun with that kind of thing. But my whole reason for going out there is not just because of homecoming, but it'll be the first time that I'd been out there since 2001, the summer before 9/11, which really kind of screwed things up for me even then. But I'm not bitter, you know. I'm happy that I'm actually being able to take this trip. So, but you know, when I take the trip, I'm gonna be bringing my camera, so I'll be taking lots of pictures and maybe go out to the beach or so. The last time that I was there, I was able to go to the beach. In fact, we went to Venice Beach. You know, was able to go to the Venice Beach boardwalk and see a bunch of different things that were interesting. But yeah, I didn't really get to spend too much time there, so maybe, I don't know, we'll see. See how much time that I actually really have, you know, because I'll be busy there too. I'm hooking up with a guy who's going to be able to give me some headshots. So I'm trying to attend at least a casting director workshop out in Los Angeles. I signed up with an organizer, I guess. I don't know. She's associated with my acting coach, Josh Nelson, with the Network Studio East here in New York City. But she handles a lot of that stuff out there in Los Angeles. So I'm going to try and at least book a casting director workshop, at least put my face out there and let people know that I'm an actor, that I can act. So Josh gave me a scene that's really awesome. It portrays my character pretty well, I think. I'll be trying to do that out there. I'm, you know, just trying to get involved. Like I said, headshots with a guy named Hillary Jones. He and I are connected through Twitter. I learned of his work through Twitter, so a shout out to Hillary Jones. If you're listening, there you are, buddy. So yeah, and then there's a couple other stops that I wanted to check out. There's like Trejo's Tacos. I'm a big Mexican food guy, so I want to go and I want to check this place out. From what people are saying, it's a really nice place to go, and you know, they don't just have like regular tacos. They've got like veggie tacos and stuff like that. So I just want to like go and check the place out and see what it's like, and you know, maybe buy the t-shirt. Who knows? I don't know. Then the professional drum shop is another place that I wanted to go and check out. But the last time I was out in Los Angeles, I went to the professional drum shop in Hollywood. Was there for a little while, you know, I kind of saw what they had, you know, was pretty amazed with the place. You know, I'd like to go back and check it out, see what kind of new stuff that they've got. A lot of what they had last time was vintage drums and vintage equipment and things like that. So they got like displays of different drum sets from drummers that were, you know, around back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. So, you know, it'd be kind of nice to go check that place out again. I'll be staying at a hotel that's close by the school. The homecoming game, the USC Trojans will be playing my home state Oregon Ducks. So it's real important that I go and check that out at least. I'm really, really excited to be a part of that. Yeah, nice hotel from what I understand. It's near the Burbank Airport, which is where I'll be flying into. Renting a car, you know, doing the usual trip thing that I do. Trying to get as many miles on my mileage plan as I can. You know, that way I can at least accumulate as many miles as I can. It'll take like 3 or 4 trips in a year or something like that, or at some point, or whoever, who knows. I mean, just trying to get myself available for different things, you know. I just want to spice up my life, man. You know, going to Los Angeles would be helpful in doing that, this particular trip anyway. But I'll end up having to go back in May next year anyway if I do graduate, which I'll be graduating. And you know, I gotta have that positive thing going for me, otherwise but I won't get done with classes, my graduate classes, until the end of December. So, and then the graduation ceremony isn't until May next year. So, hopefully, well, I know I'll be able to attend that. It's just 2 trips to Los Angeles in less than a year. That's going to be pretty heavy on the wallet there, but anyway, still exciting. You know, I'm hoping that maybe Sandy can come with me and I can show her around. Last time she was there, she didn't really get to spend too much time there. She was involved in a family thing, and you know, just hopefully she'll have a good enough time while she's out there next year. So, and yeah, so speaking of that, we're moving to North Carolina. It's just a matter of when we're doing that. I know it's a lot cheaper to live in North Carolina. Currently, though, it's where I'm at in New Jersey. I'm so close to New York City that it's real easy for me to get acting work. If I was to move to North Carolina, the closest... Well, even then, I mean, I wouldn't really know because I'm not down there. I don't know what the film industry is like down there, but I do know that the largest aspect of that of the industry is in Atlanta, and where we'll be living at, it'll be like 2 or 3 hours away. So, you know, that could be an issue at some point. I don't know. I mean, I got to really think about what it is that I really want to do. I want to be in a band situation at some point. I've got all the equipment. You know, I'm looking forward to playing again. I haven't played in a long time. But I also want to act. So if I could put those two together and become a creative in that way, that would be perfect for me, I think, you know. And just doing a 9-to-5 type job is good for paying the bills and everything, but I mean, if I didn't have the opportunity to act or to play music, I think I'd probably go crazy. So, you know, I'm hoping that down there it'll be better in a lot of ways, you know, creatively for me. So, not necessarily looking forward to it, only because, you know, I know that New York and Los Angeles is where it's at entertainment-wise. Who knows what it would be like once I got down there anyway. You know, not only that, but I moved from Oregon State to come to the New York City metro area. And for me to move down south where there literally isn't much to do, it's not something that I feel like I want to be involved with. But I mean, at the moment, this is pretty much what we have to do to be able to save money. So, and at some point, not really sure when, I pretty much have to find a job first. Can't just go down there and not have work. That's going to be something that I'm going to have to focus on soon. I'll let you guys know what the developments are on that. Yeah, so getting back to the acting, I know that Quentin Tarantino has been involved in, I guess, the pre-production of doing, I don't know if it's in pre-production, but I know that it's in development is what it is. That's what it says on IMDb.com anyway, is he's in development of remaking Faster Pussycat Kill Kill, which was a Russ Meyer film back in the mid-60s. It was about three go-go dancers that went out to the desert to, I guess, like, create a little mayhem. That's what the description says on IMDb.com anyway. So, but there's a role in that movie that I would really love to play. That's the gas station attendant out in the middle of the desert. Guy's kind of a squirrely, messed up kind of guy. He looks like a grease monkey type, but he's like really into the girls kind of thing. So, I mean, that's something that I thought that I could really do well, because, you know, I mean, I'm also into girls, but, you know, the idea was that it was a small part. It fits my niche anyway, my acting niche. I was really hoping that if somebody knew what was going on with that, that, you know, it would be really awesome if you could, like, instant message me or something, or, like, you know, private message me or whatever. Send me an email at robertleckington@gmail.com and let me know if, you know, when they might be doing the open call for that, because I'd really love to put myself in for that. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much what's going on. I mean, school's almost over with, and I'm really appreciative about that. You know, it's this current class, my current semester is really rough, doing a lot of case studies when involving communications analysis of certain problems within companies. I mean, real world experience, but with fictitious case or with fictitious companies. So, really, I mean, with the amount of work that we've been doing as a group, and then changing different to different groups, I mean, it's been really rough. And I had a class in the beginning that dealt with statistics, and, you know, from what I understand, this class that I'm taking now and then the statistics class were two of the hardest of the curriculum. And if you could pass those, then, you know, you're the man or you're the woman. So, got a few more weeks left of this class. It looks as though that I might be getting a pretty good grade out of it anyway. With the statistics class, I didn't do very well, so I have to, in order for me to graduate, I have to maintain a B average. Right now, I'm barely passing, so, you know, at least with this other class that I'm taking, and then my final semester, which is only one class, then hopefully I should be able to at least get my grade up and hopefully make it as close to my undergraduate GPA as possible. I mean, I don't know, master's or graduate school is tougher than undergraduate, so I can understand if my grade drops a little bit, but, you know, I'm trying to get as high a grade as I can, so it always looks nice on the resume anyways. There you have it. Like I always say, I'd love to do an interview at some point. If you have a product to plug, service to plug, kind of like Hillary Jones, who was a headshot photographer in Los Angeles, stuff like that. You know, if you want me to plug something, I can do that. You know, just let me know. Send me a message at robertlekington@gmail.com. I'm on iTunes. You can download my podcast on iTunes. You can download it on Google Play. I'm trying to work it out to where I can get more followers. So if you know people that would love to listen to this, you know, to get some idea into the acting or the music industry, and, you know, what I'm at least involved with, get some idea of what you can do, where you can go. That's pretty much what this podcast is about, kind of thing. You know, I'm hoping at some point, like I've always said in the past before as well, that, you know, it could be a little bit more than just about me. That's the reason why I was talking about doing interviews and things like that. Maybe do a review or something of food or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I just want to try and make this go in a different direction rather than just talking about me all the time. So if you have suggestions, email me. If anything changes, I'll let you guys know. It's really great talking. Got a lot off my chest. And it feels good to do that. I guess until next time, see you around. Take it easy.